أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد أرسلنا نوحا إلى قومه فلبث فيهم ألف سنة إلا 50 عاما فأخذهم الطوفان وهم ظالمون. فأنجيناه وأصحاب السفينة وجعلناها آية للعالمين. وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه اعبدوا الله واتقوه ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا وتخلقون إفكا إن الذين تعبدون من دون الله لا يملكون لكم رزقا فابتغوا عند الله الرزق واعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون. وإن تكذبوا فقد كذب أمم من قبلكم وما على الرسول إلا البلاغ المبين. أولم يروا كيف يبدئ الله الخلق ثم يعيده إن ذلك على الله يسير. قل سيروا في الأرض فانظروا كيف بدأ الخلق ثم الله ينشئ النشأة الآخرة إن الله على كل شيء قدير. يعذب من يشاء ويرحم من يشاء وإليه تقلبون. وما أنتم بمعجزين في الأرض ولا في السماء وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير. والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم. فما كان جواب قومه إلا أن قالوا اقتلوه أو حرقوه فأنجاه الله من النار. إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يؤمنون. وقال إنما اتخذتم من دون الله أوثانا مودة بينكم في الحياة الدنيا ثم يوم القيامة يكفر بعضكم ببعض ويلعن بعضكم بعضا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. We're going through Surah Al-Ankabut and we're starting today from ayah number 14. The translation, first and foremost, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ. Indeed, we sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people. And the word-for-word translation, wa and laqad, lam, both for, lam is for ta'keed and qad also for ta'keed. Arsalna, the root word is ra, seen and lam. And here it's in bab if'al. And arsalna means we sent. Nuhan is the name of the Prophet ﷺ, ila to, and this is one of the huruful jar. That means that if a noun comes after this huruful jar, it gives a kasra to it. So you see the next word, qawm, it has a kasra, a zair underneath it, qawmi. So, and qawm means of course people, the plural of that is aqwam, and qawmihi, his people. So again the translation, and indeed we sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامًا. Fa is for, just for explanation. Fa can have many different meanings. Here it's for bayan or for a jaza or for delay. Many meanings can be taken from it. فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ, لَبِثَ means to stay. So لَبِثَ means he stayed. Fihim, and the root word is of course lam, ba, and tha. Fihim, again, fi, in, him, them. So he stayed in them alfa sana. Alf means 1,000. Sanatin means years. So alfa sanatin, he stayed in them 1,000 years. Illa, except. Illa means except. Khamsina, 50 aman, years. So what the ayah is trying to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people for 1,000 minus 50 years, 950 years. So he took the message of Risala towards these people and strived amongst them for 950 years. And if we look at Surah Nuh, in which he describes the way he gave them da'wah and how they used to insult him, how they used to ridicule him, you know, we could not have tolerated that for one day or 2 days or 3 days or a week. But Nuh alayhi salam tolerated their insults and their ridicule and their persecution for 950 years. This is something which is unimaginable for us to do. And the way they ridiculed him, just imagine if you go to somebody and you try to talk to him and he puts his fingers inside his ears. I don't want to listen to you. Just imagine your own child does that to you. And just imagine if you go to somebody and they cover themselves with a sheet of cloth. We don't want to even see you. Can you imagine how ridiculed a person is going to be? How insulted a person is going to be? And this is the Prophet of Allah. A Prophet who has the highest status amongst all of humanity. And he is being ridiculed in such a way. But he tolerated that for 950 years. Amongst other things which are all mentioned in Surah Nuh. So then after this, what happened? That after 950 years he realized that the people who are Muslim are going to be Muslim and nobody else is going to accept. So then he made a dua and this was the result. The result of that was فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. So, fa again here is for jaza or for tarafi, ta'khir. Okay. So, أَخَذَ means to hold, and here it means when a punishment comes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala held them or punished them, or took them, this is what it means. فَأَخَذَهُمْ, it means, it took them, الطُّوفَانُ, what took them? We say, نُرْضُ طُوفَان, طُوفَان, and that is a storm. Okay, and the root word is طَا, وَاو, and فَا. And from that we have طَوَاف. We make طَوَاف around the Kaaba. We go round and round the Kaaba. And when a storm comes, it goes round and round, or, you know, it basically circumambulates and circulates everywhere. So that's why it's called tufan. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ. So the meaning is, the tufan took them, or the tufan punished them. وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Wow, when it comes in a sentence like this, it is regarded as wow haliya. That means, while they were. Generally, the meaning of wow is and, wa, and, but here it is while wahum, they were zalimun, they were doing dhulm, they were doing wrong. So zalimun is from the root word zalama, to do wrong, to oppress, and when it is on that pattern, zalim, the one who is doing wrong. So while they were wrongdoers. So again, the whole sentence. We sent Nuh alayhi salam to his people and he stayed amongst them for 950 years. Then a tufan punished them while they were wrongdoers. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Then we saved him and the people of the boat, and we made it an ayah, a sign for the worlds. Fa again, it's for ta'khir, that when something is delayed, then when you get this fa in the middle of a sentence, it means that after a while or subsequently. Anjaynahu, it means we saved him. Anjayna, we saved who? Him. And the root word is noon, jim, and waw, from naja, yanju, but here it is being taken into ifa'al. And it means we saved, and naja means when a person is saved, he saves himself, or he saves, he is saved. And najawtu min al-qawmi al-zalimin, this is in the Quran. But anjayna, it means when you save somebody else. Allah says, we saved him. Wa ashab as-safina, ashab, the people, as-safina, it means boat. We saved him and the people of the boat. Wa and وَجَعَلْنَاهَا, we made it. جَعَلْنَا, the root word is jim, ayn, and lam. We made it, ha, we made it Ayah, a sign. We made it a sign. Ayah means sign, verse, miracle. And here it would mean either a miracle or it can mean a sign for the people of the world. So whoever reads the story of Nuh alayhi salam or hears the story of Nuh alayhi salam basically learns many lessons from that. The lesson first and foremost that we should never think that the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not come down. The punishment of Allah came to these people after 950 years. Okay, so they asked Nuh alayhi salam many times, send us the punishment, send us punishment, send us, if you think you're a big prophet, send us something that will punish us because we can keep on disobeying you and the punishment is not coming. So the punishment can come even after 950 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes, the concept is known as istidraj. Istidraj means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving a chance, giving a chance, giving a chance, letting the person go, letting him go, until ultimately the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does come. And even if it doesn't come in this world, then of course it is certainly to come in the hereafter. So just because a person is being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the punishment is not coming, a person should not deny the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or just think that, you know, maybe I'm not committing a sin or maybe Allah is not going to punish me. No, this is not the case. A person should always be making tawbah for his sins and seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and striving to lead a clean and pious life irrespective of whether he sees any punishment coming down or not. And of course there are many other signs. The sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can turn the whole of the environment against the humans, as we see in earthquakes and the tsunamis, who can prevent the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from destroying, you know, through the things that we need for our benefits, the water that we need for our benefit, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us more than we need, that can become a source of destruction. And like we have the droughts going on in Georgia and Florida and these other places, when we have less than we need, then it also becomes a problem for all of us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives us what we need, how much we need it, in such a balanced and beautiful way. And the whole earth is being given to us and we are utilizing it with its complete balance and everything. So this is also a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the same things that we benefit from, they can turn against us, just as was the case with the people of Nuh alayhi salam. The other lesson we can learn, that the very relatives, not only the relatives, the very son of Nuh alayhi salam, when he did not accept the message that Nuh alayhi salam was bringing, he could not be saved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even punished him. And so this is the lesson that we learn, that being a relative of a pious person does not help if we are not striving to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey Him. Even the fact that Nuh alayhi salam was the father did not help. And also the wife of Nuh alayhi salam, as we hear in the end of Surah Al-Hadid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also punished her because she was also disobedient. So the same rule applies. So many lessons we can learn from the story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. The next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts describing Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. وإبراهيم إذ قال لقومه اعبدوا الله واتقوه. Ibrahim, it has a fatha on it. And here it means you can either make atf on وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا, meaning وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about Nuh alayhi salam, He said, we sent Nuh alayhi salam, and you can use the same وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ, and this is most logical. Or you can say وَذْكُرْ إِبْرَاهِيمَ. There is a hidden fi'l in the sentence, remember Ibrahim alayhi salam, and or anything else that you can imagine. But Ibrahim is of course the name of the Prophet. Is when qala, he said, qala is from qaf, waw and lam, that's the root word, liqawmihi, to his people, lam, to qawm, the people, his. So liqawmihi, to his people, u'budu Allah, he is commanding them, worship Allah, u'budu Allah, the root word is of course Ayn, Ba and Dal. U'budu Allah, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wattaquhu, and have taqwa of Him. The word taqwa, it is from the word waw, qaf and ya. That's the root word of taqwa. And here it's been put into bab ifti'al, which turns it into ittiqa. Ittaqa yattaqi. Okay? So Allah sent Ibrahim alayhi salam and he told his people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have taqwa of Him and have fear of Him. The whole sentence. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, meaning we sent Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he said to his people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have taqwa of Him, have fear of Him. And he continued to say, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. This is better for you. The word ذَلِكَ, it means actually that. That, and it's ذَلِكُمْ would be when you are addressing a congregation of people, you would say ذَلِكُمْ. This, that is خَيْرٌ, better. The word خَيْر is actually اسم التفضيل, which is the actual root word is أخير. أخير means the best thing. And both the word khair and shar were akhyar and ashar. But because it's used constantly, the alif was dropped, the hamza was dropped from the beginning, and the word, it turned into khair. Okay? So this is better or the best lakum for you in if kuntum ta'alamun, if you only knew. If you only knew. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is saying to his people, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fear Him, and this is the best thing for you if only you knew the truth. So this was the same message that was preached by all of the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, particularly Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was raised in a family, his own father, according to the Quran, his father Azar, he used to make statues. He used to sell statues, and this strange thing was Ibrahim alayhi salam was born into that household. Some scholars say that Azar was not actually his father, but it was his uncle. And because the uncle is almost like a father, the Quran refers to Azar as his father. So he's born into this household in which statues are being worshipped. So he sees what is going on and he thinks that how foolish people are when they make their own statues and then they worship them. Those same statues that cannot harm anybody, that cannot benefit anybody, even if you break them or destroy them, they cannot even defend themselves, and not even a fly, when it sits on it, they cannot, you know, get rid of the fly. وَإِن يَسْلُبْهُمُ الذُّبَابُ شَيْئًا لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوا مِنْ. If a fly comes and takes anything of the food that is put in front of them, they cannot even snatch that food away from that fly. That's how helpless these statues are. So this was the message that Ibrahim alayhi salam gave to the people, that you are doing wrong, and this is reflected in the next verse. إِنَّمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا وَتَخْلُقُونَ إِفْكًا. Indeed, what you are worshipping, إِنَّ, indeed, مَا تَعْبُدُونَ, what you are worshipping, or it can also mean إِنَّمَا, indeed, you are worshipping. Okay, so إِنَّ can mean indeed, ma can be mausula, or it can be ma kafa. Okay, that could just basically mean indeed. So innama ta'buduna, indeed what you are worshipping. Ta'buduna, you are worshipping. The root word again, ayn, ba and dal. Min dunillah, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min dunillah, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Awthanan, this is the plural of wathan, and wathan means statue. Okay, these are statues. وَتَخْلُقُونَ, and you are creating خَلَقَ. The root word is خَلَقَ, creating. And تَخْلُقُونَ, you are creating إِفْكًا, an accusation. إِفْك means when you accuse somebody of doing something when he is in fact innocent. So the translation again, indeed what you are worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is أَوْثَانًا. These are statues, وَتَخْلُقُونَ إِفْكًا, and you are creating an accusation, meaning an accusation against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا. Indeed, those that you are worshipping, الَّذِينَ, those تَعْبُدُونَ, you are worshipping مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا يَمْلِكُونَ, they don't have the ability, they don't have the capability. مَلَكَ يَمْلِكُ means to own something. When you own something, it's called milkiya. They don't have the ownership or the ability, lakum, for you to give rizqan, sustenance. La yamlikuna lakum rizqa, they don't have the ability, the power, and they don't even own rizq for you. They cannot give you rizq. They cannot give you sustenance. Okay, again, indeed, those that you are worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't have the power for you to give you rizq. فَبْتَغُوا, seek. This, the root word is بَغَى يَبْغِي, بَغَى أَنْ يَا, بَغَى أَنْ يَا, and it's taken into افتعال. Seek عند الله, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عند means when somebody has something with him, that's called عند. عندي, I have عندي, عندي شيءٌ, I have something with me. So عند الله, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or in this sense, the translation will be, seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala الرزق, the sustenance. وَعْبُدُوهُ, and worship Him. وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and thank Him. شَكَرَ يَشْكُرُ, to thank. شُكَرْ كَرْنَا, we use the same word in Urdu. وَشْكُرُوا لَهُ, and thank Him. Again, the whole translation again. Indeed, those that you are worshipping other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they don't have the ability for your rizq or to give you rizq. So seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the rizq, the sustenance, and worship Him and be grateful to Him. إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ, to Him you are returning. To Him you are returning. Now the actual sentence is supposed to be تُرْجَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ. But the rule in Arabic is تَقْدِيمُ شَيْءٍ حَقُّهُ التَّأْخِيرُ يُفِيدُ الْحَصْرُ, that when you bring forward something that is supposed to be actually at the back, it gives the translation of حَصْر, or stressing upon a point. So the it's supposed to be تُرْجَعُونَ. تُرْجَعُونَ means you will be returned, إِلَيْهِ, to Him. But because إِلَيْهِ has been brought forward, it means only to Him you will return. There is nowhere else that you're going to go after you die. You're going to go only in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, there's no running, there's no escape. Ayn al-mafar? On the Day of Judgment, people are going to say, where is the escape route? There's no escape route. You're only going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To only Him you will be returned. إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. وَإِن تُكَذِّبُوا فَقَدْ كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ. Ibrahim alayhi salam continues to say, and if you deny, wa in, and if, tukadhibu, from the word kadhaba, kadhaba is the root word, but here in taf'il, tukadhibu, to deny something. If you say kadhaba, it means to lie, and if you say tukadhibu, to accuse somebody else of lying, meaning you deny what he's saying. So wa in tukadhibu, and if you are denying, faqad, then indeed, قَدْ also means indeed. كَذَّبَ أُمَمٌ مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ. كَذَّبَ, again the same word, many nations. أُمَم is the plural of أُمَّةٌ. أُمَّة, the plural is أُمَم. So many nations have denied مِّن قَبْلِكُمْ, before you. So just don't think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to punish you. Just look at the nations that came before you, the people that came before you. Look at the way Nuh alayhi salam's people were punished. And you know, you are not going to escape the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if you continue to deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will punish you. وَمَا عَلَى الرَّسُولِ إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينِ. And there is nothing, there is no responsibility upon the Prophet except the giving of the message. The open giving of the message. And the word for word translation, ma, is actually a negative ma. There is no. Wama, there is no. Ala rasuli, ala is harful jar, and here it denotes responsibility. For example, if a person says, alayya an a'mala kada, it is incumbent upon me that I do something. It's almost like taking an oath. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the only responsibility upon the Prophet, there is no responsibility upon the Prophet, illa except al-balagh. Balagh means to propagate the message. Al-mubin, clearly. Mubin is from abana yubinu ibanatan, to basically to show something and to be very, very clear about it. Okay, so there is no responsibility upon the Prophet except openly propagating and giving the message. Once he's given the message, the people have heard the message, then they have to take that message. After that, if they don't take the message, then the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can come, and they cannot deny it, and they cannot say that you didn't tell us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you, gave you a message, the Prophet came, he told you, he gave you the message, now you are deserving of the punishment that comes to you because you did not listen. So basically the summary of that is, Ibrahim alayhi salam came, told his people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to worship the statues that they were creating with their own hands, and to seek the rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to tell them and warn them that these statues do not give rizq, they do not give sustenance, and the fact that he has given the message to them should be enough for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring about his punishment. After this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. The existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah uses the same example from time after time. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا. Did they not see? أَوَلَمْ, لَمْ is, when it comes before mudari, it puts it into a negative past tense. يَرَوْ means they saw. From Yarawna, the noon gets dropped off because of the lam. So, did they not see? Kaifa, how? Yubdi'u Allah. From the word ibda, or bada'a yabda'u means to start. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invented everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created everything from scratch. We see newborn babies being born from that liquid which is known as semen. And we see that on a day-to-day basis, how a small miracle occurs within the womb of the mother. When the child comes out, all of the hands are in perfect condition, and the feet are in perfect condition. The bones are all in their right places. You feel the hands of the baby, and all of the bones are right there. Those bones are going to grow up, and you know they're going to become bigger hands. But everything is just amazingly created in such perfection. But we don't learn a lesson from that. So Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْ كَيْفَ يُبْدِئُ اللَّهُ الْخَلْقَ. Do they not see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala initiated the creation? ثُمَّ يُعِيدُ. Then He will make it come back. Then He will make it return. The same way that He created it the first time, the second time He can make it come back. It is not difficult for Him. The way He created the baby the first time, can He not recreate that same human being on the Day of Judgment? إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ. Indeed, this is عَلَى اللَّهِ, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very easy. إِنَّ, indeed, ذَٰلِكَ, that, عَلَى اللَّهِ, upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يَسِيرٌ, easy. From the word يَسَرَ means to be easy. So this is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to achieve. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Tell them, O Prophet of Allah, tell the people, سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. سِيرُوا means to wander around on the earth. Okay, the word سَيَّارَ in Arabic is from the word سَارَ يَسِيرُ. سَيَّارَ means car. سَيَّارَ means because it's wandering around, it goes everywhere. And سَيَّارَ, when it's on that pattern, it means something that wanders around everywhere frequently. Okay, so سَيَّارَ, قُلْ سِيرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying سِيرُ. It's a command from Allah. سِيرُ, wander around, go around on the earth, and learn a lesson from what you see. فِي, in, الْأَرْضِ, in the earth. فَانْظُرُوا, then see. A command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from نَظَرَ. Allah is commanding, then see, look and see. كَيْفَ, how, بَدَأَ الْخَلْقِ, how He started the creation. And again, we look at the huge mountains that Allah created. We look at the oceans, how He created them. We look at the stars, we look at the moon, and we look at the sun. And everything is working in perfect formation. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is telling us that He will make us alive. How can that be difficult for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us alive again in the hereafter and give us a new life? When He created such a beautiful earth for us, and He created a beautiful dunya for us, He created beautiful pastures and fields and crops and fruits and so many other things that we can see and we marvel at. So cannot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create a hereafter for us? ثُمَّ اللَّهُ يُنْشِئُ النَّشْأَةَ الْآخِرَةَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will create the second creation or the second beginning. Okay, so thumma, then Allahu, Allah, yunshi'u, this from again, insha means to create something. He will create an nash'a, the creation, al-akhirah, of the akhirah or the hereafter. So He can recreate everything and it's not difficult for Him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power over everything. إِنَّ, indeed, Allah عَلَىٰ, upon kulli, everything, every كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, everything, قَدِيرٍ, He has the power. He has the power over everything. يُعَذِّبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَرْحَمُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. He can punish whom He wills, and He can have mercy upon whom He wills. يُعَذِّبُ means to punish. Man, whoever, yasha'u, He wants. He wants, and this is from sha'a yasha'u. It means to want something. وَيَرْحَمُ, and He can have mercy. And the root word is rahima. It means to have mercy upon whom He wills. وَإِلَيْهِ تُقْلَبُونَ. And again, you will only return to Him. قَلَبَ يَقْلُبُ means to return. And تُقْلَبُونَ, you will be made to return to Him. The word qalb, it means heart, okay? The heart is called the heart because it's always changing, okay? A person can change his mind if persuaded. He is, you know, if somebody talks to him one way, he can be persuaded and then he can change his mind. So qalb always changes. And tuqlabun, you will be made to go back to Him. You will be made to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, the same concept that I mentioned before, it's supposed to be tuqlabuna ilayhi, but ilayhi tuqlabun, only to Him you will return. وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُعْجِزِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ. And you will not be able to suppress or force Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth or in the sky. You cannot force Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do anything in the earth nor in the sky. He does His things, He does what He wants, and He will continue to do what He wants. So وَمَا أَنْتُمْ, and ma is nafiya, no, antum, you will not be mu'jizina, be able to force Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not be able to persuade Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'jaz here means to force somebody to do something. And we use the same word in Urdu. Main is baat se aajiz tha. I was helpless in this issue. I couldn't do anything about it. So aajiz, when you are forced into a corner, you cannot do anything about an issue. So mu'jizina, you cannot force Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Either fil ardi, in the earth, wala fis sama, and neither in the heavens. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continue to do what He wants. Everywhere that He wants, and Allah has the power over everything. وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ وَلِيٍّ وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And there is not for you, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any wali, any helper, وَلَا نَصِيرٍ. And nasir also means helper. Wali means close friend, and helper, and nasir means helper. So Allah is saying that other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nobody going to help you and assist you. And again, the word for word meaning, وَمَا لَكُمْ, there is not لَكُمْ for you, مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مِنْ وَلِيٍّ, any wali, any friend, وَلَا نَصِيرٍ, and any helper. Wali, the root word is وَلِيَ يَلِي. The root word is وَاو لَامْ أَنْ يَا, and the root word for nasir is نُون صَاد and ra. والذين كفروا بآيات الله ولقائه أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي وأولئك لهم عذاب أليم. And those people that did kufr with the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his meeting, أولئك يئسوا من رحمتي. Those people, they lost hope in my mercy. They lost hope in my mercy, and for them will be a very painful punishment. Okay, again, the word for word translation. وَالَّذِينَ and those people, كَفَرُوا that did kufr, they did kufr, بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ with the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meaning they rejected either the ayat, meaning the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the miracles or the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِقَائِهِ and his meeting him. لِقَاء, لَقِيَ يَلْقَى, the root word is لَامْ قَافْ and يَا. أُولَٰئِكَ those people, يَئِسُوا from the word يَئِسَ, يَئَسُوا, the root word is يَا, حَمْزَ and سِين. They lost hope, مِنْ رَحْمَتِي from my mercy, مِنْ from رَحْمَتِي my mercy. وَأُولَٰئِكَ and those people, لَهُمْ for them, عَذَابٌ punishment, alim, painful. Alim is from the word alam. Alam, we use the same word in Urdu. Alam, meaning takleef or hurt. When a person gets hurt, that is called alam. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is basically saying that those people that reject the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will have lost all hope in Allah's mercy, and for them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them. So again, the summary is that the Prophet ﷺ came, they gave the same message, they preached the same thing to the people again and again and again, and those people, if they took the message that was given to them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them success in this world and in the hereafter, and if they rejected the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given to them by the prophets, like Allah said in the last ayah, they have lost hope in my mercy, and for them will be a very painful punishment. I think I'm going to stop there. There were a couple of more verses, but we're stretching out the lesson. So inshallah we'll continue the lesson next week. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us tawfiq to practice and understand what has been said and heard.